Good morning. This is Shad Marston, Ag Agent, K-State Research and Extension, McPherson County. Today we'll relay some spring crop news, yard tips, along with covering all things extension. But first, April is National Safe Digging Month. As temperatures increase and spring projects ramp up, it's a perfect opportunity to remind farmers, ranchers, master gardeners, and homeowners how important it is to contact 811 before digging. Utilities will be notified to visit the work site and mark the water, gas, electricity, and telephone lines to help ensure that they are avoided when digging. In my spring planting update, planting date is one of the most critical factors to decide on for row crops such as corn and soybeans. Rather than just calendar dates, please consider basing this decision on soil temperatures. Optimum soil temperatures for emergence in row crops indicate a minimum of 50 degrees Fahrenheit for appropriate corn germination and early growth. When soil temperatures remain at or below 50 degrees after planting, germination issues and severe seedling damage will be expected. When soil temperatures are consistently above 55 degrees, uniformity and synchrony of emergence is expected. For our alfalfa growers, the first pest problem affecting alfalfa every year is usually the alfalfa weevil, and this year is no exception. All larvae sampled throughout north central Kansas have been in the first instar stage, which means they will probably be feeding for another 2 or 3 weeks at temperatures between 50 and 90 degrees. So checking our alfalfa fields is a must this time of year. How common is a freeze after April 10th? Another freeze is likely to occur statewide. We saw a freeze last week on the morning of the 5th and 6th with the entire state except for southeast Kansas. The impact of low temperatures on newly emerged crops and vegetable gardens will vary depending on how low the temperature drops, the duration of the low temperatures, and other factors. Using historic weather data, we can get a better idea of the risk of a frost, 36 or colder, a freeze, 32 degrees or colder, and a hard freeze of 28 degrees or colder. There is a greater than 90% chance of a frost after April 15th across the entire state. And now for our gardening notes. After Easter, many start working in their yards and gardens. Start this year by watering lawns, trees, and shrubs, which is probably needed because we are so dry with the lack of moisture during March. Cleaning up and removing leaves from the yard can help the grass continue to green up. For coming events, make plans now, as the McPherson County Master Gardeners will be sponsoring an Earth Day plant swap on Saturday, April 22nd, 9 till noon at the 4-H building. Share plants you've divided or thinned and pick up new plants for your garden or yard. All are free. Even if you have no plants, plan to join us anyway on Earth Day, April 22nd. And our next Master Gardener and Friends educational program will be Thursday, April 27th, starting at 7 p.m. here at the McPherson County Extension Office. Succulents will be our topic of the program. Please bring your gardening questions. We hope to see you on April 27th. For Extension news, here at the Extension Office, we offer many diagnostic tests one can get done for their home or farm. We do rent out our soil probe, and then we can send the samples in for soil testing. We offer insect identification along with plant and weed identification and plant disease diagnostics. The Extension Office can send samples off on your water analysis and grain germination. In addition, we can get the information for hay and other forages for nitrates, protein levels, and moisture along with the rental of our hay probe. We have a vaccine cooler to help aid livestock producers to ensure their vaccine stays at the right temperature during the heat of the day when working cattle or other livestock. We also have radon kits for sale for $7.50, along with a Natroleum Alpha agent that helps get rid of bad odors. We have a daily and weekly rental on live traps. We are now also accepting vendors for this year's Farmers Market. Vendors can stop by or call the Extension Office and get all the details pertaining to this year's market that runs every Saturday from the end of May till the end of October. At our McPherson County Farmers Market, we can sell anything homemade and homegrown items. Again, this is Shad Marston, McPherson County Ag Agent, and I can be reached at the Extension Office by calling 620-241-1523 with any programming or agricultural questions. And remember, April is National Hope Month, and we are all hoping for a little rain.